Hey, real quick, guys, if you think about how you found this podcast, probably someone told you about it, you found it on Instagram or somewhere online, and the only way this thing grows is with word of mouth. So I don't do any ads on here and don't do any sponsorships. So if you've been enjoying the podcast so far, my only ask for you is to continue to pay it forward, tell a friend, make a post about it, subscribe to the show, leave a rating and review. That way you can help more people, you put out some good karma for yourself as well, and more people will learn about the power of health. All right, welcome back to the show, to another beautiful day today, and a topic that is very near and dear to my heart, because lately I've been going through some challenges myself in the business, in growing my coaching program and helping more people, expanding the vision, expanding the people we help, and just in general going through some tough times. And I always want to share with you guys as well, be transparent. Obviously social media is a lot about sunshine and rainbows, that everything is going well, and obviously I can be very grateful for what I have. There's many things that I have that many people will never get access to, so I'm eternally grateful. At the same time, also going through a growth phase, growing pains, if you want to call it that. And it made me think. And I sat down a lot in the next couple of weeks. I've been thinking a lot. And I really thought that, because nowadays online, like this, again, so many conflicting messages, but one message that kind of stuck out to me that I kind of also like really liked and that resonated with me is that if we're going through stuff that we need to take time to think about it too, and not just distract ourselves with more videos and more stuff, right? And really try to sit down and think it through and face our demons, right? Which I totally agree. Like, I 100% agree with that. I think nowadays, a lot of people, and me included, we have things in the back of our mind, like things we, like people we need to talk to, things we got to take care of, right? For me, I do want to straighten my teeth a little bit, for example, because the last teeth straightening I did, like when I was a teenager, they didn't do a great job. So it's I kind of want to straighten it a bit more again. And I've been putting this off for years and always had it in the back of my head. And one day I was just journaling and I was like, hey, it's enough. Like, let's do it now. And I think that's where thinking and journaling is powerful, right? Where you really take what's in your head and put it into, like, to the front of your mind and be like, okay, let me take action on this. So I do recognize that. However, I was thinking too much, okay? And I thought about naming this podcast Don't Think Too Much, because I think it's so interesting nowadays that this and so much marketing that we should think a lot, there's so much marketing that we should really spend time with ourselves. And again, while I agree and there's a lot of stuff that will come up, we should definitely have some introspective periodically, either every day or every week, like reflect and go introspective and not just go about life without thinking. However, too much of it is not good either. And it's really detrimental. It happens to me and it happens to our clients too, people we help, people we coach in our coaching program. And I just want to talk about this. I want to talk about overthinking. Okay, so whether you're a chronic overthinker or you make a tough decision, which also I was in, I am still in this state. Maybe you've had sleepless nights where your brain just won't turn off. And it really happens to a lot of us in our lives, right? We all experience that. We all experience worry and stress. So while it's human nature to think about things when making decisions or evaluating a situation, it becomes overthinking when you can get it out of your own head, right? So the classic definition of overthinking, looking it up, is to think about something too much or for too long. So that's what I wanted to talk about, right? It's when you can't seem to turn it off, can't seem to turn off the concerns, when you think so much, you become paralyzed almost, and you're unable to make clear and decisive decisions and actions. And that's never good, right? So I want to talk about first the symptoms of overthinking. So for me, like, different things going on, I can't share everything, right? But the first thing, the first symptom that was for me and also applies maybe to you. If you find yourself constantly being like a negative thought loop, having these thoughts that are really not making you feel good, the first symptom for me was to worry about the future. The first symptom of overthinking is to worry about the future, right? So for me, I was worrying about the future of this brand, of this mission, about the people I want to help, about the team I will have around me. And like, you start making catastrophic predictions that are very unlikely to happen, but you're unable to enjoy the present, and it's really making you stress in the moment because you're worried about the future that is not even here anymore. So that's not even here. So that's the first symptom. Second symptom is you ruminate about the past, right? So maybe you beat yourself up. I was beating myself up. Maybe I should have done this. Maybe I should have done that. I should have seen this coming. I should have worked on this earlier. I should have made this decision earlier. I should have made, like, talk to this person. And all these should haves and could haves, and you're unable to let go of that because, again, the past, you can't change. So that's another symptom of overthinking, ruminating about the past. Now, the next thing that comes overthinking, next symptom, is that you're worried about what others will think of you. So if you replay like every action, every interaction in your mind, like you really have social anxiety, or maybe you have people that you want to please, that you're worried about what will they, how will they react to this decision, or what will they think about this decision? And then again, you start the same loop again. And that's another symptom of overthinking, stressing about what others think of you. Next symptom is, and for me, definitely the case, what other people think of me. I was thinking about the team, I was thinking about my clients, I was thinking about my family, my friends, everyone, right? Like, what are they going to think? And that's another symptom. Now, the next symptom is that you let negative thoughts, negativity build up in your mind. So inner negative self-talk monologue, which usually never happens for me. But when you're faced with challenges or big decisions, then obviously they can trigger negativity, right? And trigger, hey, you're not good enough. Hey, why did you do this? Are you stupid? You're not good enough for this. You will never make it happen. You'll never get there. And it's so interesting that our mind does that, right? And it's so destructive. And that's the next symptom. Another symptom is paralysis by analysis. So maybe you're replaying all options in your head and you are so afraid to make the wrong one that you're not taking any action at all, and then just keeps ruminating in your head. And in general, all these things combined, and again, I can tell you all these symptoms I had, and I might still have in the current challenge I'm going through, worrying about the future, ruminating about the past, stressing about what others will think about me, and negativity in my mind, and also paralysis by analysis, right? All of this leads to negative feelings, feeling like depressed, feeling stressed, and overthinking, really. Like, when you overthink excessively, it's not even rational, right? It's not even part of a larger strategy. It can even cause activity in your brain that can be harmful to you, by the way. There's studies showing, one Harvard study found that excessive brain activity depletes an essential protein that may actually shorten the human lifespan. So overthinking, if we think too much, it might shorten our lifespan. Isn't that interesting to think about? And there can also be major psychological consequences. Another study found that ruminating or rumination or engaging in repetitive negative thoughts that have no real solution, right? If you think about, hey, the future is going to look like this, like, there's no immediate solution, right? It can lead to anxiety, it can lead to binge drinking, overeating, depression, and even self-harm. So rumination and other forms of overthinking are often symptoms that are much deeper emotional issues, which need to be addressed at their core. But if you have one of these symptoms, here are the solutions, right? And this, again, the podcast started and is always still here because I'm learning myself. So this is not me talking down on you in any episode, by the way. It's just real talk with things I've learned, things I've seen. And it's my own personal diary on how I can overcome these things myself. So 5 steps to overcome overthinking here, resolve it. The first is to identify the cause. So what is causing the overthinking? So I was sharing before, I'm going through a challenging time right now with my company and with the team and certain things. So that's definitely causing it, 100%. Like I know where it's coming from. And a lot of people might even not get to that, but that's the first step. Identify the cause, okay? Now, the second thing you want to think about is this thought that you're having about this challenge or this situation, does this thought serve me? In what way does this thought serve me? Like having this worry about the future, having what worry about this and feeling really bad about it, and thinking about it all the time, is this serving me or not? And the answer most of the time is going to be no. Like from all the thoughts that you could be thinking, why are you thinking a negative one? Why are you thinking the worst case? You can be thinking about the best case. You could be thinking about the amazing future that's going to hold for you. You can think about everything you want. Like there's no limit. Like by the way, can you imagine that? Like you can literally think about whatever you want. If you become the master of your thoughts, you become a master of your life. And again, I'm talking to myself. I can do better with this. It's so fascinating. So does this thought serve you? So my clear answer is no, it doesn't. It doesn't. So next thing is, this is more about the past for me. This is fine. I think I'm pretty good with that. But let go of the past. Let the past be the past. There's no way you're going to change it. There's no way you can change anything about it right now. It is what it is. And the reframe I want to give you as well is, it's made you the person you are today. And without the past, you wouldn't have these learnings. You wouldn't have these understandings. And I think we forget that sometimes. So that's a good reframe too. Now the second most important step here, I think, is to live in the moment. So I know it's very cheesy and woo-woo, but it is as simple as that. Like if we keep living in our thoughts, especially in these negative loops, it's going to be like a prison. It's going to be like a mental prison. It will affect our everyday. I was catching myself smiling less, being less engaged, caring less about people, about others, and just being in my thoughts all day, like just ruminating and just like grumbling. And that's not healthy. It's not going to help us, right? Obviously, we need time to like fight our demons, like I said before. But at some point, I also got to say, hey, let me live in the moment. Because one of my actually favorite mentors, Brooke Steele, she has such a great way of going about this too. So again, you start thinking so much that everything else suffers. And then now that's the point you made. Life is going to be 50-50 anyway. So 50% good, 50% bad. So if you accept it and enjoy it, you're going to get more of life. So if you are currently in a 50% that is bad, if you feel really bad about it and you bog yourself down and you're super negative, it's going to feel even worse. And once it's over, you've lost this time. But what if you enjoyed this time? What if you embrace this time and realize it's part of the human experience? What a reframe, right? Pretty crazy, but like that was a huge takeaway. And the last step here, and that's like the most important one, is to take ownership and to take action. So whatever it is that you're facing right now, that you're going through, might be a job-related issue, a family issue, relationship, health. Like obviously there's a lot of things could happen, circumstances that we cannot control, but we can control what we do about it. So if you're unhappy in your career, you can do something about it. If you're unhappy in your relationship, you can do something about it. If you're unhappy in your health, you can do something about it. And it will maybe hurt. It will be uncomfortable. You might have to, find a new career that you enjoy, right? Find something that I had to do that too when I first studied in university and I was working in a social media agency as an employee. I was really unhappy. I was like, this is not what I have envisioned my life to be. So I had to take the risk and the uncomfortable situation of telling my parents, hey, I'm not going to continue my studies. I'm going to finish them. I'm not going to continue to my next level in studies because I'm going to build my own business. And I had no like backup, right? My parents have supported me, but I didn't have like huge amounts of money or like crazy amounts of like connections. I literally started from scratch, from zero. I recorded this first podcast episode in my bedroom, my small bedroom, in my bed. I was laying in bed. I was like, hey, maybe I should start a podcast. So don't go back to the first episode. But it's so crazy to me that what if I have just thought? What if I just took the past years and just thought about it? Hey, maybe I should do this online coaching. Maybe I should become a nutrition coach. But maybe not. Maybe it's too hard. There's so many people and there's so much competition and I don't know if it will work. And what will my parents say? And maybe I should have done this instead. All these overthinking thoughts. But no, I just laid down in bed like a kid and recorded the first episode. And now after 350 episodes, I'm still here and I'm so grateful. I'm going to go to the moon with this podcast. Imagine like 10,000 episodes. Wouldn't that be sick? Me sitting here, 50 years old, episode 10,000. That would be amazing. Like I would literally love that. That's probably what I'm going to do if I don't go bonkers till then. But taking action is the cure. So even me facing these things right now, working on things that can improve the situation, makes me feel better right from the get-go and will make the difference too. So if you can't take action, do it. Everyone can do it. Don't have excuses. Excuses don't mean anything, okay? They're just words. They're just things you make up. You can make up anything. You can make up results. You can make up your future. You can make up your dreams. Everything is possible with your brain. You can think positive thoughts. You can avoid negative thoughts. You can do anything you want if you take ownership. And I know it sounds cheesy and easy, but what if you just stopped thinking about it and just started doing? Like, what if you just shut off your mind and just get to it? Then you wouldn't age as fast, right? You wouldn't have anxiety. You would have a longer lifespan like we talked about before. So take these five steps. Take it for what it's worth. Again, I'm not a pro psychologist here. Those are the things I've learned for myself, and this podcast episode might be for myself as well. And I'm working on these things as we speak. I know the cause. I know it's not serving me. I'm letting go of the past. I'm living in the moment. I'm taking action and ownership. So thanks for listening. If you want to have me and my team help, we actually have a mindset coach in our program that talks just about these things, how to overcome overthinking, how to crush your goals, feeling good about it, making it a habit, making it sustainable. If you want to learn more about the coaching program, go to talktofritz.com. We'll take you to an application. We can fill out your information and then book a free consultation to talk with me or my team. And we can see if coaching is interesting and might be a fit for you or not. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the episode and the show, please leave a rating and review and subscribe to the show. We don't do any ads on here. And that way I can deliver amazing episodes. And trust me, there is really good stuff coming. There's a shift coming that is going to be so refreshing for you. And it's going to be an amazing future for this podcast. So thank you so much for your attention. Get those gains and make sure they stay. Okay. Talk soon.